Congress returned to work this week after extending funding for the federal government through a short-term continuing resolution that will provide funding through February 18th. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with his expectations on how this could impact agricultural appropriations that include a number of key cotton industry priorities.
By that time, Congress is going to need to either approve full-year appropriations bills, including the agricultural spending bill, or another extension through a continuing resolution. The hope is by extending this CR until mid-February will allow time for Congress to complete those full-year measures, which include a number of key priorities for the cotton industry, such as increased funding for the boll weevil eradication program and also new funding to deal with emerging pests such as the cottonseed bug and other important research activities. This week, the Senate primarily is focused on next steps and trying to move forward with the Build Back Better reconciliation package, which the House has passed, but we expect the Senate is going to make changes to it. And the leadership there is hoping to try to get that approved or moved through the Senate by Christmas. And then it'll have to go back to the House for consideration again before it could be sent to the president. So still a number of steps that have to take place before that can move forward, and still some question marks about whether it can actually get done ahead of the Christmas holiday. Also on the to-do list for Congress this month is to deal with the debt limit increase. The indications are that really needs to be done within the next 2 weeks, again, before the holidays. So that's going to take up most of the focus, particularly in the Senate, for these next 2 weeks.
Meanwhile, the House is likely to vote on an ocean shipping reform bill this week.
It's a bipartisan bill that's been introduced by Congressman Garamendi from California and Congressman Johnson from South Dakota that would try to strengthen the ability for the Federal Maritime Commission to address various shipping practices and concerns with ocean carriers, ocean shipping companies, and something that could maybe help address in the longer term some of the supply chain and logistical challenges that we're facing on both exports and imports. This would be the first step in this bill if it moves through the House, and then potentially consideration by the Senate in the coming months.
The council is also working closely with the Environmental Protection Agency as they evaluate the current label and registration for dicamba.
We're continuing at the council to work closely with EPA as they are looking at and evaluating the current label and registration for dicamba for over-the-top use in the 2022 crop year, and trying to make sure that there are no unworkable changes that are made to that label so that that technology remains available for producers to use in the coming growing season. And that work is still underway as EPA is reviewing that label at this time.